have you decided on your topic?
Dinner, what would you like? Fix fake in, Sphere Slightly Man, and other mitzvahs.
Okay.
Torahway Northwest London, Wednesday, Base Eor, 14th of April, or after full Goldblatt Schlitter, Svek Sveker in Sfiras Oima and other mitzvahs.
So, there's a famous halacha in the Shulchan Aruch in Ilchas Sfiras Oima, Simon Tov Peites Sivches. We know there's a machlokes rishonim. If somebody misses a day in Sfiras Oima, can he continue to count or not? Is the mitzvah, lots of different ways of explaining it, but is the mitzvah, are the preceding days ma'akav in the continuation of the mitzvah or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says that shachach v'leber kala layla, yisva b'yom b'lay bracha, he should count in the day without a bracha, because that's a machlokes. Im shachach levarich be'echad me'ayomim, if he forgets to count completely one of the days, Ben Yom Rishon, Ben Mishayomim, whichever one it is, Sofer Bishayomim below Bracha. He should continue counting without a Bracha, because since there are Rishonim, Ga'onim who hold that if you've missed a day, you cannot continue to fulfill the mitzvah, therefore, Misafik, you should continue without the Bracha. Aval, the Shulchan Aruch continues, Im Umasupuk, Im Dilegim Echot Eloi Sofer, if he's unsure whether he missed out that day or not, Yiswe Bishayomim Bibracha. He should continue counting the other days with a Bracha. The Mekor of this is a Trum Sadeshen. The Tum Sadeshin says that Smachloik's Rishonim, whether missing one day is ma'akov, for the continuation of the mitzvah. Is it one mitzvah? Is it lots of separate mitzvahs, but it's conditional that you have to have counted the previous days? However you want to understand it, it's a machloikas whether one can. The Lashon of the Tum Sadeshin is, in a situation of Sofik, you can rely on the people who say you can continue to count. So if you know that you've missed day 17, then, since there are Ga'onim and Rishonim who say that you can't continue the mitzvah, so from then, day 18 and so on, you continue without a bracha, because it's a suffix whether you're doing the mitzvah or not. However, if you're unsure whether you missed day 17, you don't remember whether you said it or not, then you can continue with a bracha, because Kedai Hein, the other Rishonim, to rely on them for a situation of suffix. So the standard way of understanding this, most of the Nozikalim, including the Mishnah Berurah, say over here that this is based on Svek Sveker. So normally we know that Svek Sveker is a case of when you're unsure whether something is Asa, and there are two different reasons why it might be Mutter. So Svek Sveker, Sofik, maybe in reason A applies, and even if reason A doesn't apply, maybe reason B applies, and therefore you have a Svek Sveker to be Mutter. Here, the Svek Sveker is slightly different. The Svek Sveker is telling us that maybe you did count, and if you did count, of course you can continue with a bracha, because you said that you've done the mitzvah properly. And even if you didn't, maybe there are rishonim, maybe you can rely on the rishonim who hold that you can that each day is not ma'ak of the other days, and therefore you can continue counting anyway. The Svek Sveker is a Svek Sveker that says we're only machmir not to say the bracha because there's a sofik whether you can continue counting, whether you can still fulfill the mitzvah or not. That itself is a sofik, so that's a svek sveker. That's the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkotin lamad ches, the ikas svek sveker, shemoloi dilei klal, maybe he didn't miss it out. Vimtim to loima shedilei, and even if he did miss it out, shemo halacha ka oisun poiskim, the chol yom hu mitzvah fnei atzmi. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, hu adin, for any case where there's a sofik, whether you were yoitzer, if, for example, someone counted the days but not the weeks, so at the end of one of the weeks, at the end of the second week, he said Hayom Arba'a Yom, and he didn't say Shem Shnei Shavuos La'Omer, so it's a sofik whether you're Yotzer. The following day, day 15, he can continue with the bracha again because it's based on the same Svek Sveker. And famously, the same we say for somebody who forgets to count at night and does count during the day, since again it's a sofik whether he's Yotzer with that. This is in the previous sif. It's a sofik whether he's Yotzer with that. The same Svek Sveker applies according to some Rishonim. He's counted during the day because you're yotzer with that, even though we said you do it without a bracha, but some Rishonim hold you're yotzer. And even if you're not yotzer, many Rishonim hold, even if you miss a day, you can continue with a bracha. Therefore, the same Svek Sveker applies. The famous question is that if you look in Simon Reish Tesvov, in the halachas of Sofik Brochas Lahakil, the Mishnah Berurah brings that even in a case of Svek Sveker, brings from the Chayodim and from the Godim, Simon Reish Tesvov, Sivkotin Chav, that even in a situation of Svek Sveker, one cannot say a bracha. Sofik brachas lehakel is a different rule. We'll come to the makor for it. Sofik brachas lehakel is a different rule from the normal klalim of Sofik. Even though normally in a situation of Svek Sveker, one does not have to be choshesh for the possibility that something is asa. But in a case of bracha, you cannot rely on svek sveka to say a bracha. Sofek bracha zahakel is different. So for example, the Mishnah Berurah says, we know that if you eat a whole berry, you eat a whole grape, for example, it's a machlokes bavli Yerushalmi, whether you say bracha achron, even if it's less than a kazayis. And therefore, the Rishonim say, since it's a sofek, you should avoid the situation, but if you've done it, you've eaten a whole grape, and it was less than a kazayis, you can't say a bracha achron, it's a sofek, sofek brachas lahakol. What happens if someone is unsure whether he ate a whole kazayis? He ate one whole grape, and a few whole grapes, or one whole grape and a few partial grapes, he's not sure whether he's eaten a kazayis or not. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you have a svek sveker. Lefi the Yerushalmi, one whole grape is enough to make a bracha, even though it's not a kazayis. The chashivas of beria, like we find in other contexts, gives it a din as if it has a shear. So that's one sofik. Second sofik, maybe he did eat a kazayis, he's not sure. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Sofik brachas lahakel is different from other klolim in svekas in halacha. In brachas, even in a svek sveker, you don't say the bracha. So why is it that in a sofik, whether you've eaten a kazayis, and even if you didn't eat a kazayis, you might be chayav, you cannot say the bracha, because sofik brachas lahakel tells you that even in a case of svek sveker, bracha levatole is so chomor, that we avoid even the slightest tzad sofik. Whereas over here, in Hilchos Sfiras Omer, the Trumas Hadeshin says, and the Mechaber Paskins, and no one disagrees, that if you're in a situation of svek sveker, you can continue with the bracha. The mitzvah, you're going to be doing anyway. The sofik is only relevant to the saying of the bracha. If sofik brachas lahakel tells us that in a case of svek sveker you cannot say a bracha, why here are you allowed to say a bracha? All you have is the same svek sveker as you have over there. Over there, you may have you've eaten a beria which may be chayev. You may have eaten a kazayas which is definitely chayev. You have two svekers, you can't say a bracha. Over here, you may have counted, in which case, of course, you can continue with the bracha. You may not have counted, but even if you didn't count, many Rishonim hold you can continue with the bracha. Same thing, svek sveker. Why is it different that here we say you can make a bracha and there you can't? So one answer that the Achronim give, I saw it b'shem Zalman Oebach, is that Sfiras Haim over here is an exception because the vast majority of the Rishonim anyway hold you can count with the bracha. It's an exception to the rule. He doesn't really mean svek sveker. What he really means is, like the Loshon of the Trumas Hadeshin himself, that B'mokum Sofik will rely on that opinion. It doesn't mean the general rule of Svek Sveke in any way. Svek Sveke wouldn't help us for the question of bracha. What he means is, anyway, it's only a chumra not to continue with a bracha. So in a case of Sofik, okay, you're okay with that. Besides the fact that this is not mashal in the Mishnah Berurah, in fact, there are also several other places where we find this same question, that svek sveker appears to be enough to say a bracha, contradicting the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Tesvav. So we're going to go through those and Bez Hashem give a different explanation, a different answer for why this contradiction is not a stira. Agav, just before we come to that, there's another interesting pshat which doesn't answer the question completely, but there is. Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ah Halacha brings from the Ritz Geis, who says that even if you miss a day, L'shitoso, you can continue with a bracha. But he says, even when you continue with a bracha, you have to first say, yesterday was 17 days of the Omer, and today is 18 days of the Omer. It's Mavoy in the Ritz Geis, who's arguing with the Gaonim, that the reason, there's a suggestion that the reason why you can't continue if you miss a day is not because it's all one mitzvah, or the mitzvah satoli zebezeh, or any of that type of thing. What he's saying is that you have to, in order to be considered as having counted day 17, you have to have counted to get to 17. If you've missed 16, and then you say today is 17, so you haven't really counted up to 17, you've counted till 15, then you've taken a break, and then you've said today is 17. That's not counting. And some of the Rishonim are mashma that even the Machmirim who say that you can't say a bracha the following day are also only because of this reason, because you've missed a day. Not because of it's ma'akah, but because you've missed a day.
So it was
That's what Ritz Geis holds, that that's what Tumimus requires. Not that Tumimus requires you to have counted all the days. Tumimus requires you to have counted on each day all of the preceding days. But he holds you can do that even the next day. So today you could say yesterday was 16, today is 17. And the Gaonim, the way he understands them, holds no, you have to have counted 16 yesterday because otherwise counting 17 isn't counting 17. According to that, at least the case of counting during the day doesn't need to come on to Svek Sveker. Because it's true you weren't Mekayim Mitzvah Sfiras Omer according to some Rishonim, but you still counted day 16. Similarly, there's an answer to the Minchas Chinuch's famous question. Minchas Chinuch asks, how can a child who turns Bar Mitzvah during Sfiras Omer, we've all heard thousands of Bar Mitzvah drushes on this question, how can a child who turns Bar Mitzvah during Sfiras Omer continue counting with the Bracha? Minchas Chinuch says, Enochanami, he can't. What the Halach is that he can, one of the Pshatim is based on this. It's not that he has to have done the Mitzvah the previous 16 days, You can't count 17 unless you've been counting 1, 2, 3 till 16. It's just not counting. But that doesn't answer the question completely, because that will help for the case of when someone counted during the day or counted in a way that was sofik yotzer. But if someone is unsure whether he even counted at all, then it still would have to rely on sfek seika, and that wouldn't answer the question. So
going to the Ritz Geis, did you say he only has to count the 2 days after the day he missed, or he has to do that all the time, every day afterwards?
No, only that day.
Only on that day.
Only on that day, because then subsequently he will have counted the 16
yeah.
with the...
Okay, fine.
Yeah. It's mentioned in the Bi'alach, Adam, is if... Siftes, the Ramasol Sofer B'Shayom. So to answer the question, I think I would like to look a little bit at the sugya of Sofik Brachas Lehokel and what exactly, in fact, is the halacha of Sofik Brachas Lehokel. What does it mean? So we're used to understanding that Sofik Brachas Lehokel means that Sofik Brachas Lehokel means that brachas are drabonon. The chiyuv to say a bracha is a chiyuv drabonon. Sofik drabonon lekula, so sofik bracha lekula. Since it's a sofik whether you have the chiyuv drabonon to say a bracha, so you're not mechuyev in a case that there's a sofik, and therefore it's an issa of bracha levatol. It's a sofik issa of bracha levatol. You're not allowed to do it. And even though normally in isurim sfek sveka will be enough to rely on, but in brachas we've seen some poskim say sfek sveka is still not enough because the issa of bracha levatol is so chomer with choshesh even that far. In fact, if you look in the Gemaras, there's two sugyas we're going to look at, one in Brachas, Dachav Aleph, and one in Shabbos, Dachav Gimel. If you look in the Gemaras, it actually does not seem that that is the pshat in the psak, in the halacha of Sofik Brachas Lehokel. So the Gemara says, Brachas Dachav Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Sofik Kora Kriyashma, Sofik Loi Kora, Eino Choyze V'Koyri. If somebody is unsure whether he said Kriyashma, he doesn't have to go over. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mitzvah's Kriyashma is only a Mitzvah Drabonon. We take on like the Rif and most have shown him that the halacha is not like that, as we're going to see later on in the Gemara. Sofik Omar Emes V'Yatziv, Sofik Loi Omar, Choyzev Omar Emes V'Yatziv. If someone is unsure whether he said the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv after Kriyashma, then he can say it again. My Tama says, the Gemara Kriyashma Drabonon, Kriyashma is a Drabonon, since it's a Drabonon, the fear of Yehuda, Sofik you don't go over. Emes V'Yatziv Doiraisa, the mitzvah of Chiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is a Mchi of Doiraisa, and therefore the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv is a mitzvah Doiraisa. Sofik, if you've done a mitzvah Doiraisa, you go over. So then the Gemara discusses whether whether Kriyashma really is only a drabonon or not, etc. So then the Gemara asks, "My time of Mavorech, why is this person saying Emes V'Yatziv again? Imishum Yitzias Mitzrayim, if the reason is because of the mitzvah of Zchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, ha'itka lebe Kriyashma. He's already been yotze that mitzvah with Kriyashma." Right, and then the Gemara continues. The Gemara doesn't really answer that question, and the Gemara says in Ochanami, you can be yotze with Kriyashma, and so on. So, what the Gemara tells us is that, and then we speak about Tefillah. The Gemara says Sofik Tefillah, you don't have to go over because Tefillah is only drabonon. That's the end of that sugya. Brachas Chofar Chomadav. So, what the Gemara says is that Sofik Kriyashma, if Kriyashma is a mitzvah deraisa, you have to say again. If Kriyashma is a mitzvah drabonon, you don't have to. Kriyashma obviously isn't a bracha, but the klal applies in the same way. Sofik deraisa lechumra, sof drabonon lekula. Sofik, if you've davened Shmina Esra, you don't have to daven again, but because there's an opportunity of Tfilas Nadova, the Gemara says you should anyway. What about Sofik Emes V'Yatziv? So the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Zechiras Mitzrayim is a din d'oraisa. Since you have a Sofik, whether you've done the din d'oraisa, you are mechuyev and therefore obviously able to say Emes V'Yatziv again. The Gemara asks the question, but you're Yotzi Yetzias Mitzrayim by saying Kriyashma, and the Gemara says, no, this is Odif, that's Odif, and so on. Now the question we should be asking is, forget whether you could be yotze through Yetzias Mitzrayim and which one is through Kriyashma and which one is better. The fact that you can be yotze by saying the pasuk at the end of Kriyashma, by saying Kadosh Baruch Hu was moitzias from Mitzrayim or any of the other pesukim, as the Gemara says, the fact that you could be yotze by saying that means that midoraisa you obviously do not have to do this mitzvah by saying a bracha. You can be yotze the mitzvah deraisa just by saying Anochi Hashem Nikevash Yetzias Mitzrayim. If so, the sofik whether you've said Emes V'Yatziv, although it's a sofik whether you've done a mitzvah d'oraisa, is still, with regard to whether you say the bracha or not, not a sofik d'oraisa. And more than that, it seems to the Gemara you can be yotze even lechatchila without a bracha. It's true that Chazal gave us a bracha after Kriyashma, and with that bracha we are yotze mitzvah z'chiras yetzias mitzrayim. That's true. But that part is at most a drabonon, and probably not even a Dravonim, because the Gemara appears to say that you're Yotzev with Kriya Shema, and you don't have to, if you did say Kriya Shema, then you don't have to say Mitzvah Yotzev again. So how can it be that the Sofik, the Reis of Zechiyas Mitzvah Mitzrayim, allows us to say the Brocha Be'eretz Yotzev? With regard to whether you need to say a Brocha for this Mitzvah, that's at most a Dravonim, definitely not a Deraisa.
Is it the Brocha which confirms that I've said what does the Brocha do?
In the bracha, we say Mitzrayim Gal Tonu, and with that, we are mekayim the mitzvah Zechiyas Mitzrayim. We can do it.
I don't say Bokhot Hashem Gal Yisrael. I've still said that
exactly.
That paragraph.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm asking. Right. Since the basis of this halacha is Sofik Deiraisa Luchumras of Drabonon Lekula, in a situation of when it's only a Drabonon, not only you don't have to say the bracha again, you're not allowed to say the bracha again because it's bracha levatola. So even if Emes V'yatsiv happens to be a fulfillment of a mitzvah Deiraisa, but saying it as a bracha is totally unnecessary for the mitzvah Deiraisa. Even at the Drabonon level, it seems from the Gemara, it's not even a Chiyuv Drabonon, it's only a Lechatchila Drabonon. It's not even Midrabonon, you have to say it this way. It's just that if you haven't done it another way, you do it this. This is the better way to do it, but you can be out another way. So how can a Sofik be enough to be Mechayim? A similar question, there's a famous Machlokes Rishonim in Brochas Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. How does the concept of Sofik Brochas Lahakul affect Birchis Hanenin? Somebody is unsure whether he has said a bracha before he's about to start to eat. He's holding a fruit, and he doesn't remember whether he said the bracha or not. Or he said a bracha, and it's sofik whether it's yotz or not. So we know that the halacha is sofik brachas lahakel, we pass in like the rif, you don't say a bracha. However, Shittas Tosfos in Brachas Daf Yud Beis, and it's also the Rashbam in Arvei Pesachim, they hold that no. Although normally we say sofik bracha, since it's a drabonon, you don't say it again. However, Brichas Hanenin are different. It's Oseh Lehonis M'Nolim Azeh B'Lo Bracha. You're not allowed to eat without a bracha. Since you're not allowed to eat without a bracha, you can't eat unless you've said it, so you have to say the bracha. That brings a Marsha and a Rashbam, and they explain that the reason for this is that since it's Oseh Lechel B'Lo Bracha, since it's Oseh Lechel B'Lo Bracha, therefore, Sofik Bracha Zahoga doesn't apply. You have to say the Bracha. Friedrich Kuega, but it's Sofik Bracha Levatola. Sofik Bracha Zahokal means that since it's only a Din Drabonon, you're not Mechuyev. It's true that in this case, it's Osa to eat without saying a Bracha, but you're still saying a Bracha, which is only a Sofik whether you need to say it. Why is it not a Sofik Bracha Levatola? And in fact, the same question applies to the case of Deraisa. Even if you have a case of Sofik Bracha Deraisa, a case of Brichas HaMozin, or Brichas HaToira, in a case which is a Chi of Deraisa, so the Gemara says clearly, in a Sofik, you have to say it. You're Mechuyev to say it, and you have to say it. But still, there's a question. It's a Sofik Issa, Sofik Chiyuv, Sofik Issa, Sheval Tasa Odif. Maybe you're Mechuyev to say Brichas HaMozin Nami Deraisa. Maybe there's an Issa Bracha Levatola drop, which according to the Rambam is Deraisa. So how can you go and say the bracha? It's a sofik chiyu, sofik issa, sheval tasa odiv. So three different questions. Firstly, how can the Gemara say emes v'yatziv, because mitzvah zechiras yitzis mitzrayim is doiraisa, you should be allowed to say it, you should be mechuyev to say it, whatever exactly the maskonas haGemara is. The bracha aspect of what you're saying is not lechiyev doiraisa, so we should rely on the din doiraisa, completely lechatzchila, just to say a pasuk. Why are we allowed to say a bracha? How can some rishonim say in Birchas Hanenin, you say a bracha because sveikas there are lechumra because it's also to eat without a bracha. It's still sofik bracha latala. And in fact, just the whole concept of the Gemara, how can a sofik bracha doiraisa allow you to say the bracha? It's a sofik chiyuv and a sofik issa, and the klal should be sheval tasa odiv. So Rav Kveiga says a very simple answer. The concept of sofik brachas lahokil does not mean because there's a chashash bracha levatala, You have to be choshesh for the chashash bracha levatola, and therefore you don't say it unless there's no alternative. It doesn't mean because it's only a chiyuv drabonon, therefore you wouldn't have to do it, and chashash issa, Chazal said better to leave it, but if it's a deraisa you have no choice. Even a sofik bracha is not levatola if you are mechuyev to say it. If the halacha is that in a situation of sofik bracha you have to say the bracha, then it's not a sofik bracha levatola, it is not a bracha levatola. For example, Brichas HaMozoin, Brichas HaToira, if you have a situation of Sofik Doraisa, you're Mechuyev to say the Bracha. Sofik Doraisa Lechumra, whether that in itself is Doraisa Drabonin, it doesn't matter. Chazal said you have to say this Bracha. Now it's true, Klap Ishmael Galia, if you would know absolutely everything, if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell you, you've already said it, it would be true that you're not Mechuyev, and what you've said was an unnecessary Bracha. But as far as you are concerned, you have to say this Bracha, because Sofik Doraisa Lechumra. Since the Sofik Doraisa forces you to say the Bracha, you say the Bracha. It's not Bracha Vatala. And Kaker brings other makoros for this as well. That's the poshut pshat in this sugya. That is why a sofik bracha deraisa, you can say the bracha, and we're not choshish for the issa of bracha levatola. That is why emes v'yatziv, because the yesod of the mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa, and Chazal instituted this bracha based on that mitzvah, and you still have to do that mitzvah. That entitles you, and is maybe even mechayev you, to say this bracha, even though the bracha itself is only drabonon. And that's why lefi some rishonim, the Ri and the Rashbam, in a case of brichas hanenin, where there's an issa which forces you to say a bracha, even though it's all a drabonon, still you're allowed to say that bracha before you get to the so you're not over the issa. Now, when we come to brichas mitzvahs, is a different way of looking at it. That's all with regard to brachas which are their own chiyuv, such as tefillah and so on, and brichas hanenin when we're talking about eating. When we talk about brichas mitzvahs, there's a famous gemara in Shabbos of Chof Gimel. The gemara famously says, how can you make a bracha on Chanukah? How can you say, Asher kishonu mitzvah tzivonu, heichon tzivonu, either loisosu or shalavichu yagedcho, even a mitzvah drabonon can have a bracha. Then the gemara says, Masiv Rav Amram, Hadmai ma'arvin boy u'mishtatvin boy. Tmai, the Chazal wa mechayev, if you buy tfuah or produce, fruit, whatever, from an amoret who may not have taken trumas or maestras, you can use it for erev, you can use it for shittuf, you can make brochas, you can be mezamin, etc. And the Brisa says, mafrishin oisei orum, a person is allowed to be mafrish maestras from tmai, even if he's not clothed, even though one can't say a brocha when one is naked. Nevertheless, because tmai is a drabonon, you are not saying a brocha anyway. So, it's clear in the Braisa, the Gemara says, that Hafroshas Maestras from Demai does not require a Brocha. Why? Presumably, because it's a Drabonon. Chanukah, which is Drabonon, we say a Brocha. Halal, which is Drabonon, we say a Brocha. Megillah, which is Drabonon, we say a Brocha. But Demai, we don't. What's the Pshat? Says the Gemara. Omer Abaya, Vadai de Divrayim, Boy Brocha. A din Vadai, that Chazal made a Chiyuv and Mitzvah Drabonon, that you have to do this Mitzvah, Chanukah, Halal, whatever it is, that, of course, you say a Brocha. Sofik de divrayem, when it's only a sofik, then loy boy brocha. L'chor, what the Gemara means to say is a famous chakira in the Achronim, Ruchon Avasson, and others, is d'mai a new chiyuv of Chazal, or is it that Chazal said, be choshish for the possibility that the Amoris didn't take Trum Mumaisa? L'chor, this is a Mufurish Gemara, I never understood why they didn't bring it. Mufurish Gemara, Chazal were mechayev to be choshish for the sofik. In a situation where Chazal were mechayev you to be choshish for a sofik, you can't say a brocha. And then the Gemara speaks about Yom Tov Sheni. Then the Gemara gives another answer and says Demai is different because Demai is only a Chumra Rov Amiorit Ma'ashenheim. So the Gemara says on a Chiyuv Drabonon such as Chanukah, of course we say a Bracha. On a Chiyuv Drabonon which is based on a Sofik, let's keep the wording that way for now, a Chiyuv Drabonon which is based on a Sofik such as Demai and potentially Yom Tov Sheni, on those things one should not say a Bracha, and Demai and Yom Tov Sheni are different for one of two reasons. The Ravid in Hasagas in several places learns from this Gemara that if you have a sofik, whether you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, you say a bracha. The Gemara says, sofik de divrayim loy boi bracha. Sofik de divrayim, meaning a sofik which is only drabonon, doesn't require a bracha. Mashma in the Gemara, that if it would have been a sofik mitzvah d'oraisa, you would have said a bracha. So the Ravid is in Hilchas Milim, Perek Gimel, also in Hilchas Sukkah, Perek Vav. Sorry, just my bookmark fell out. Just going to read from one of the places. So the Rambam says, "Bizman hazeh yom shmini shu yom tevrishin shel shmini atzeres yoshvim vav ein mevorchin leishev basukkah." On shmini atzeres, as we know, we eat in the sukkah, some more, some less, but we can't say a bracha of Leisha Basukah. The Gemara says, Yisuvi Asvinim Baruch Alei Mevorchinam. The Chain Tumtum Vandroigenus, says the Rambam, Loilam Ein Mevorchin Leisha Basukah, Nein Shein Chayovin Misafik, Vein Mevorchin Misafik. If you have a Safik, whether you're doing a Mitzvah Doraisa, this is the Rambam Mishatosi, that women can't say a bracha. So Tumtum Vandroigenus equally cannot say a bracha. The Chain in Hilchas Mila, Mila of an Androigenus, you don't say a bracha. The Chain in Hilchas Tzitzis, the Rambam says, Tumtum Androigenus who put on Tzitzis can't say a bracha. That's the Shittas HaRambam. Says the Ravid, Ani roya medivrei rova Shabbos daf chof gimel. The Omer hatam l'dmai she'in mevorchin al afroshes ma'ases from the Rova meoritz ma'ashin heim. Holav hachi misveika mevorchin. He goes even further than the Sofik divreim case. In the Chazmila, he brings the deal from divreim as well. If it, even though it's a case of Sofik, The Gemara clearly says that even things that are sofik, you say a bracha. Shmini Atzeres is different because Shmini Atzeres would be a bizoyan of Yom Tov to say the bracha. So the Ravid says, the Gemara says, Vade de Divreim boi bracha, Sofik de Divreim loy boi bracha, even within Sofik de Divreim there's a distinction between Tmai and Yom Tov Sheni. Therefore, says the Rambam, it's clear in the Gemara, if you have a Sofik doiraisa, you have a mitzvah that you may be Yotze mitzvah doiraisa at this point, you definitely do say a bracha. And in fact, even on Sofik drabonon, in a case where you're chayev, it seems that you say a bracha. And the Rambam disagrees. Why does the Rambam disagree? So the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Milah brings the Chos HaRambam to the Chach Milunel, where they asked him this question: how can he say that that you don't make a bracha on the Milah of an androgynous? The Gemara says Sofik de Divreim loy boy bracha, mashma Sofik deraisa, you do need a bracha. And the Rambam answered that the Gemara means because there's a chiyuv vaday that Chazal gave you, but the chiyuv was based on a Sofik. What the Gemara means is when Chazal said you have to be Rafish Maestros from Demai, if the reason for that was a sofik, you don't make a bracha. But when there's only a sofik chiyuv, then not. So the machlokas Rambam Ravid in a case of sofik mitzvah doiraisa, do you say a bracha? The Rambam holds if a sofik mitzvah doiraisa, you do not say a bracha, and the Gemara which says you do on sofik divrei, and potentially in some cases only because it's a vaday chiyuv based on a sofik. But a genuine Sofik, where it's only a Sofik Chiyuv, you don't. And the Ravid holds, no, there's no Chiluk. That's because the Gemara says Sofik Divreim doesn't need a Bracha, or does need a Bracha, depending on which one. Sofik Deraisa definitely needs a Bracha. Again, we have the same question. And this question is emphatical to everybody. The Ravid holds that a Tumtum of Androgynous, or let's say Milas Androgynous, is a Sofik Chiyuv Deraisa. So Sofik Chiyuv Deraisa, how can you make a Bracha? Sofik Bracha Levatala. Just miss out the Bracha. Bracha Zeinu Ma'akvis. What's the problem? Clearly for the Ravid, like Rabbi Kivega, clearly for the Ravid, that Sofik Brocha, that Sofik Doiraisa Lechumra creates a Chiyuv on the person. If there's a Chiyuv on the person, you make a Brocha. Just like Rabbi Kivega has pointed out in cases of Sofik Bichsanenin, in cases of Sofik Brocha Doiraisa, and we've added in Sofik Em Sviyatsev, which is the mitzvah itself is Doiraisa, but the Brocha is only Drabonon, that the fact that there's a Vadai Chiyuv means you can say the Brocha. The Ravid holds the same applies to mitzvahs. Even though the chiyuv is only sofik, you have to do the mitzvah. If you have to do the mitzvah, say a bracha. Even though the Ravid holds not like what we've said before, he holds for b'chsanin, and there's no such chiyuv, and so on, and it has to be a bracha d'oraisa, but b'chsan mitzvahs is different, because the mitzvah is a chiyuv d'oraisa. If the mitzvah is a chiyuv d'oraisa, even if it's misofik, you can make a bracha on it. The Rambam holds that if it's a chiyuv d'oraisa misofik, that's only a sofik chiyuv. Chiyuv drabonon based on a sofik is called a vadai chiyuv. But the Ravid holds not like that. So we've seen that the Mishnah Berurah holds in Siman Tov Pei Tes that in a case of Sfek Sfeika, you say a Brocha. Right? We Paskin, like the Rambam, we Paskin in cases of Sofik Mitzvah Deraisa, you do not say a Brocha. Even though you have to do the Mitzvah, Deraisa, Sofik Deraisa Lechumra, you do not say a Brocha. That's clear. Even Sofik Brichsanen we don't do. But conceptually, we still accept this Vort of Rukvega that the halacha of Sofik Bracha Lehokel doesn't mean because the chashash bracha levatala is odiv, it means since you're not mechuyev, it's bracha levatala. But if you are mechuyev, there's no chashash bracha levatala at all. So, the Gemara says Sofik Kara Kriyashma, Sofik Loi Kara, you say Kriyashma again. Mechaba Paskins in Siman Samach Zayin, if you have to say Kriyashma again, you have to say it with the brachas. How can you say it with the brachas? Brachas are drabonim. The whole reason you're allowed to say Kriyashma is because it's a deraisa, the brachas are drabonim. Says the Rashba, the reason is because Chazal said this is how you have to do mitzvahs Kriya Shema. Mishnah Berurah over there brings other shittas as well. Look at the beginning of Siman Samach Zayin, brings a whole machlokes Achronim about this. But the Rashba is Mefurash. Chazal said this is how you do the mitzvahs Kriya Shema Doiraisa. So it's Mefurash. Once you are doing the mitzvahs Kriya Shema Doiraisa, even if that's misofik, you're allowed to say the brachas that come with it. There's a chiluk between normal brichas mitzvahs, where the Rambam paskins and we paskin, you cannot say it, and Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema, the bracha, is part of the mitzvah, it's not just a bracha on the mitzvah, whatever exactly the chiluk is. If so, when we come to Sfek Sfekas, we have a whole different question. If you have a sofik, whether you have a chiyuv of bracha, sofik brachas lehokel, and we've seen even Sfek Sfeka, we're machmir not to say the bracha. If you have a sofik brichas hanenin, again, even Sfek Sfeika, you're not allowed to say it. When you're talking about mitzvahs, Even though the Rambam is cholik on the Ravid, even though we are cholik on the Ravid, and we say that in a Sofik, whether you have a mitzvah deraisa, you have to do the mitzvah, but you can't say the bracha because the bracha is not vital to the mitzvah. But when it's a sfek sfeke if you're doing the mitzvah, meaning there are two different reasons why you might think you're doing the mitzvah now, because maybe you did count yesterday, and even if you didn't count yesterday, maybe it's anyway a mitzvah. Sfek sfeke in this mitzvah is that you are vadai doing the mitzvah. If you're vadai doing the mitzvah, of course you can make a bracha. When we say sfek sfeke l'chumri, sofik brachas l'hakel, we only mean when there's a sofik in the chiyuv of the bracha. In birchas hanenin, in brachas that are part of tefillah, even if it's a sfek sfeke is not enough for you to say a bracha. That Chazal said, Sofik brachas l'hakel, it's better not to do it. However, when we're talking about birchas hamitzvahs, then just like the Ravid says on every Sofik, and just like we've seen in other examples, in a case of Sfek Sveka, whether you're doing the mitzvah, in that case, Kula al Mumoidu, you can say the bracha. And in fact, if we look around the Mishnah Berurah, we'll find it's not only here, this is here, Sfiras Ha'im is the most famous example, but in fact, there are four other places where the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. In Siman Tofresh Tzadi Aleph, Sharatin Zugot Tes, Mishnah Berurah speaks about a Megillah which is Sofik Pasul. And he writes in the Sharat Zion, he's not Machriya, he brings a Machlokes about it, but he brings from the Ravosh Esrod that a Megillah which is Sofik Posel, maybe you can make a bracha on it, because maybe it's kosher, and even if it's Posel, many Rishonim hold that you can say a bracha. So Sfek Sveka. Maybe it's a kosher Megillah, even if it's a Posel Megillah, many Rishonim hold it so you can make a bracha. Here we don't have Rishonim Zalman's answer, because it's not Korov Levadeh that it's kosher, it's not Korov Levadeh you can make a bracha, it's a straight Sfek Sveka. Over there, Mishmur Dag to bring a Machlokes, but the Ravosh Esrod holds that you can make a bracha on a Megillah which is Sofik Kasha. In Simon Yud Chesiv Katan Zayin in Ilchas Tzitzis, the Mishnah Berurah says if it's not yet, if it's Ben Ashmoshes, so it's a Sofik if you have Mitzvah Tzitzis because it's Ben Ashmoshes, that he says one should be Machmir, not to make a bracha on your talis or whatever you're putting on. But if it's a Sofik, if it's Ben Ashmoshes yet, Sofik whether it's Shkia, even if it's Shkia, many Rishonim hold that you can make a bracha on a Begad Yoim Balayla, Sfek Sveka, you can make a bracha on Tzitzis. Simon Yud Aleph Skot and Vav. If you are making your tzitzis, they have to be lishma, and it's a suffix whether you have to say it out loud when you say it's lishma. If you only thought it, and at the end of making the tzitzis you said it out loud, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sfek Sveka, because maybe thinking it is enough, and maybe Hechiach Sofei Tchilasa, you said it afterwards, that's Megale, it was always lishma, Sfek Sveka, you can make a bracha on the tzitzis. And a very similar case in the Bialoch and Simon Yud Dalet, where there's the machlokes whether the tzitzis need to be done lishmo in a certain part of the asiyah of the tzitzis. In that case, if you've only thought it and not said it, again, Mishnah Berurah says you can make a bracha because it's a sfek sveka. So there are five places in the Mishnah Berurah where he says clearly that sfek sveka on brichas hamitzvos you can make a bracha. Tov peites gotten lamed ches legabei sfiras ha'omer. Tov ish tzadi aleph sharatin gotten tes legabei a megillah which is safik kasha. Three cases in ilchas tzitzis. One place where he's soisa in the bialoch in Simon Zayin, where he says, Sfek Sveke, if you're chayev in Netilas Yadayim, you cannot make a bracha. He brings from the Arzis Achayim from the Malbim, but you cannot make a bracha on Sfek Sveke in Achayim Netilas Yadayim. And the Chiluk L'Choyre is that Netilas Yadayim is not its own mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that is because for the, it's L'Tzorich the Tefillah, and therefore you can't call that a Vada even in a case of Sfek Sveke. I'm going to say, 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 I'm going to say